Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to Weather Warfare in the 21st Century, Part 3, Directed Energy Weapons. Today, Rick Dwyer from Weather Wars International joins us along with his good friend and special guest, Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee is the founder of a very successful YouTube channel and website at Plain Truth Info. Prior to his activism with a Plain Truth Info, Jamie spent 25 years on Wall Street, both in New York and San Francisco, now residing in Northern California, close to the recent DEW fires. Jamie has produced over 50-plus videos on directed energy weapon fires and attacks from all across the world. Jamie has worked with and is close friends with both Deborah Tavares and Alana Freeland. So, what exactly is a directed energy weapon? In brief, a directed energy weapon is a system using a beam of concentrated electromagnetic energy, including but not limited to lasers and high-power microwave systems, or atomic or subatomic particles, primarily as a direct means to kill, injure, disable, or temporarily incapacitate people, destroy or damage, or temporarily incapacitate property or material. So do you want to take it away from here, Rick?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll right now. Okay, to begin with, I'm going to open up the show for, I'll talk maybe about 5 minutes or so, then I'm going to let Jamie take over from there because he's got a hell of a lot more to say than I do, because he's been tracking directed energy weapons for over 17 years now or thereabouts. So I'm only new to this game in the past, a little over 3 years. To begin with, I want to reiterate what you just said here, Henry, regarding the introduction. What is a directed energy weapon, or a DEW, which is the acronym, DEW? A directed energy weapon is a system using a beam of concentrated electromagnetic energy, including but not limited to lasers and high-powered microwave systems, or atomic or subatomic particles, primarily as a direct means to kill, to injure, to disable, or temporarily incapacitate people or destroy, damage, or temporarily incapacitate property or material. Now, what does that mean? You know, that's kind of vague. We don't have a visual concept or mental image picture of that. So what I'm going to bring up here at this particular time is if you go back to 1996, the blockbuster film Independence Day, take a look at a couple of the pictures that were in there. If you get a chance to see the movie, so much the better, because there's a lot of additional material in there that you would say is more supporting evidence of directed energy weapon attack and fires and that sort of thing, that you'll be able to digest and compare that with what I say, let's say maybe future directed energy weapon fires and attacks. Now, in that film, you see two alien flying saucers over two locations. One was over the White House in Washington, D.C., and the second one, let me check my notes here, was, give me 2 seconds here, because I wrote it down. It was over a skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles, okay? And what happened, alien spacecraft, flying saucers, if you will, at a synchronized time, just beamed down a directed energy weapon, laser-like, a beam of light, and literally blew away the White House, and it blew away the skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles. I think it was down on 5th Street or something like that. So that gives you a visual impact of a mental image picture of what we're talking about here. Now, As Jamie and I were talking on the phone here a couple days ago, we were talking about, you know, as I mentioned before, Jamie's been tracking this for 17 years. I've managed to make a chronological list of no less than 31 directed energy weapon fires and or attacks that have happened across the world over the past 21 years. Now, this began in 1991 with in Iraq, which is known as the Highway of Death. That was definitely a DEW attack, a directed energy weapon attack, that literally killed somewhere in the vicinity of an estimated 20,000 Iraqi soldiers, women, and children, and God knows countless vehicles. And when I say vehicles, we're not talking about military vehicles. We're talking about buses. We're talking about cars, regular trucks, and that sort of thing. So these were people who were already retreating, abiding by the UN's resolution to retreat. And, well, the United States decided to do a turkey shoot that day, if you will, or take them out like ducks in a pond. So they bombed the, or if you will, they used their directed energy weapons to bomb the back of the, what do you want to say, the Exodus, and the front of the Exodus, and then they proceeded to annihilate and ashen everybody else in between. There's an article on it, and there's several videos on that as well, too. Now, also in 1991, which Jamie brought up to me, was that Highway of Death that took place in Iraq came in January 1991. The next one that Jamie and I recall was the one in California, which is known as the Oakland Firestorm. That happened on October 1991. Now, there's a 10-year period that goes by where there is a rather large gap of not being able to record any directed energy weapon attacks or fires. Now, both Jamie and I agreed that perhaps during that time, we didn't know what really the hell we were looking at. Well, by the time 9/11 came along, we had a pretty good, damn good idea. Something was going on, and we needed to, you know, dig into this a little bit further because this didn't seem right. So on 9/11, September 2001, of course, everybody knows they took down the Twin Towers in New York City. Now, I'll clarify a couple things with regard to that. There's no doubt in my mind there's two things that came into play with taking down those two towers. One was it was definitely wired for demolition. And number two, it was also assisted by a directed energy weapon. Now, the directed energy weapon specifically that was used harnessed the energy from Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N, which sat off the coast of New York City during the day of 9/11. Now, people say, how in the hell can the energy from a hurricane be used as a directed energy weapon? Well, here's the fact of the matter. Any given hurricane contains 200 times the amount of electrical or electric capacity to light up the whole planet. Okay, so if you take all the electrical facilities that are out there, multiply that by 200. I can't even fathom that. I can't wrap my head around it, but that gives you an idea how much energy is there. The technology was at that point where they could channel all that energy and literally pulverize or ashen or dustify the Twin Towers and basically exterminate nearly 3,000 people on that day. Now, that covers the first three. Now, I'll just basically list over some of the other additional directed energy weapon attacks and fires that have taken place over the course of that span of 27 years. When Henry uploads this show up on the YouTube, in addition to the introduction that he just gave, there will be the chronological list of these 31 directed energy weapons, fires, and attacks. Okay, so moving along from Iraq's Highway of Death and California's Oakland fires, and then, of course, 9/11, we go to Victoria, Australia. It was known as their Black Saturday. It was definitely a dew fire. It took place on February 7th, 2009. Then there was California's Carlton Fire, July 14th, 2014. Right after that was California's Weed Fire, September 14th, 2014. Then we have, and those were fires. Now here, on August 15th, 2015, we have something a little bit totally different here. It happened in China, Tianjin, T-I-A-N-J-I-N, Tianjin, China, chemical storage facility explosion. The pictures that Henry will upload will actually attest to that. What it was is a chemical plant storage facility exploded, and well, that didn't explain why literally thousands of cars were literally torched like they were on 9/11. Following Tianjin, China, we have California's Valley Fire on September 12, 2015. After that, Alberta, Canada, the Fort McMurray fire, May 1st, 2016. Number 10 on the list is Gatlinburg, Tennessee, what's known as the Great Smoky Mountains fire. That was November 28th, 2016. Number 11, British Columbia, Canada's wildfires, July 6th, 2017. Number 12, California's Detweiler fire, July 16th, 2017. France, what they refer to as their wildfires, July 25th, 2017, was a directed energy weapon fire. On October 9th, California's Santa Rosa Tubbs fire. Then we have in Portugal, as well in Spain, on the October 13th of 2017, we have Portugal's Iberian wildfire and Spain's Iberian wildfire. If you go on Google, you can look up all this information on Google, and you can also refer to the pictures that they have up there as well, too. So that'll substantiate what I'm telling you here this evening. Now, last few that I have to mention here, and I'll cover them real briefly. California's Santa Rosa, I already did it, excuse me. California's Thomas Fire, December 4th, 2017. California's San Diego Lilac Fire, December 8th, 2017. The Pawnee Fire in California, July 25th, 2018. Nigeria, directed energy weapons attack, June 28th, 2018. Athens, Greece, July 23rd, 2018. California, car fire, July 26th, 2018. California, Cranston fire, July 27th, 2018. California's Mendocino Complex fire, August 1st, 2018. California's Holy Fire, August 6th, 2018. In Portugal, it's called the I hope I'm pronouncing that, M-O-N-C-H-I-Q-U-E, Portugal, wildfire that happened on August 6th, 2018. Then we have the California Delta Fire, September 5th, 2018. Italy's Sirocco windstorm attack, that's where they leveled literally damn near thousands of acres in a blast very similar to Tunguska that happened in the early 1900s up in Russia. Then on the 30th of October 2018, we have Italy's Porto di Savona attack, which wiped out a whole bunch of Maserati cars there. I'll cover that in just a second here. Now, wrapping up, two more things. California's Paradise Fire, which Jamie's on top of and helping out the people up there. That started on November 8, 2018. Then, of course, the same day, down in Southern California, we have the California Woolsey Fire. Now, I'm going to wrap this up and turn this over to Jamie in just a couple minutes at the most. During the course of additional research into the show, I came across three additional, what I would call questionable, directed energy weapon fires and or attacks. And the reason I call them questionable is because I don't have any supporting forensic evidence. Let's put it this way. I don't have enough supporting forensic evidence to declare whether these three incidences were caused by directed energy weapons or not. The first was September 21st, 2001, in Toulouse, France. It was a chemical plant explosion. Now, just like in Tianjin, China, a crater was left some 150 feet in diameter and some 30 to 60 feet in depth. The same type of crater was also seen in Toulouse, France. Like I said, September 21st, 2001. On September 7th, 2014, there was another chemical storage facility explosion in the Xinjiang, China's Nanming Chemical Storage Facility. That went up in smoke as well, too. And then the third one that I find questionable is the November 28, 2018, Xinhun, China's chemical plant explosion. Now, according to Reuters news service, they say, and this is almost an exact quote, that chemical plant explosions are commonplace in China. I found that rather curious. In 2014, they had 10 of those. Let's see. With regards to the Tianjin, China, and the Toulouse, France craters that were created, 150 feet wide and 30 to 60 feet in depth, it was eerily similar to what we also saw on 9/11. Let's see. I also wanted to make note there is a recommended video as well as an article Deborah Tavares loaded up on her website, stopthecrime.net, and it's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I highly recommend you read the article and or watch the video. You'll understand how this relates to directed energy weapons. And as a final note, I'd like to say directed energy weapons are not new. And when I say they're not new, the actual technology goes back 2,000 years ago. And the first directed energy weapon that was used was actually created and done by the Greeks. Archimedes was the one who developed the first directed energy weapon, and it was a mirror, large mirrors, that reflected the sunlight. And when you lined up 300 to 400 soldiers holding these mirrors, they directed the solar energy at the invading ships and literally set them afire. So it's not new. It's just that here in modern time, the technology has improved. Okay? Now, one thing a lot of people are saying here is, well, that's all fine and well, Rick. You've done a good job. So do you have any evidence, proving that directed energies are the weapons are actually being used. Now, in addition to the material I've already given you, I found it rather curious. I came across an article. This was given to me some time ago by Nigel Gray. And the title of it is, "The Global Dew Market is Expected to Grow from $8.12 billion in 2017 to $41 billion, almost $42 billion by 2023. So there's a lot of people who are really interested in this. It's expected to grow at an annual growth rate of a little over 26%. They also have symposiums that are going on. The one that I retrieved that I have pictures of that will be uploaded was in 2017. It was the 17th annual Directed Energy Weapons Symposium that took place in March 2nd through the 5th of 2017. So this year they've already had their 20th anniversary symposium. So with all that being said, and I apologize, it's taken me a little bit longer than 5 minutes, but I had to cover those topics first. And then, Amy, take it from here, buddy.
Well, thanks for the intro. I learned some stuff. Where do you want me to go?
Wherever you'd like to go, Jamie.
Well, my experience is, and thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. My background and experience, I started off on Wall Street in the 80s working at New York Stock Exchange, and then worked for an investment banking company in New York City for 3 years, and in San Francisco for 5 years for a company called Robertson. It used to be Robertson Coleman Stevens. They were one of the first, the four horsemen that was involved in the high-tech startup Silicon Valley. So we researched and covered a lot of the new technologies that were coming out back in the 80s and 90s, and then I started my own firm in the mid-90s and then moved to a farm when I thought in 2007 the economy was going to tragically collapse for all, because borrowed debt is never good for anything, and the massive debt that everybody was taking out home loans was not just unsustainable, but it's going to be horrible for the future. And I thought that growing your own food and getting back to nature was one of the only things I could discover. And then lo and behold, they've jacked up the economy by another $20 trillion. And nobody in my financial world is willing to talk about it. They all are just waiting for the bomb to go off. It's going to be massive. And I know you've been in finance too, Rick, and you understand what I'm talking about. But when this thing cracks, which is already starting, interest rates are going up, market support levels are breaking down, and we already have massive homeless, we already have massive economic problems. Folks, you need to get your own stuff. You need to figure out where your food comes from and your farmers, because it's going to be really difficult. And they're just having their way with us in many different ways. And one of the ways is through technology, which is highly, highly advanced. And Rick, you were referring to it, you were speaking about it, and we need to really flesh out how long this technology has been available and what they're using it for. And what I try and bring people to understand about lasers, it's a very, very common device. If you go into a 7-Eleven, you can buy a laser pen. And don't recommend this, please don't do it, but you'll get in trouble if you take a laser pen and you shoot it up into a pilot's eyes upon landing. There's been multiple instances where they've charged people from the ground using just a pen light laser you could buy anywhere and shooting it up. And the technology for lasers is also highly advanced. And online, just a simple mind, cultivate your common sense, as John Knox loves to say, and it's a great line. And all you have to do is think about how long that Nikola Tesla developed free energy, that we could have free energy. We didn't need gasoline. We didn't need electricity. We could run it on electromagnetic energy. Him and Victor Schauberger, who demonstrated perpetual water, perpetual air. We've had this technology for over 100 years of free energy. We also have free water, primarywater.org. 300 feet down, there's all the water you want. So it's this false scarcity. It's this false way that they keep us in the dark by saying, oh, we're running out of things. We're going to jack up the prices. We've been running on a combustion car now for 100 years, folks. No technology has improved since then. Oh, you get cup holders, you get some cool things, electronics. But see what they're doing? They just release it to us whenever. Think about the internet in 1995, 94, Netscape, the first URL. That was released by DARPA, the military arm of the U.S. military, the largest military force in the world by a factor of huge. So if you don't think that they have directed energy weapons that are lasers, I mean, you can get LASIK surgery for your eyes. You get fat reduction lasers that are doing wonderful in reducing fat non-invasively. It's just energy, frequency, and vibration. And that's what Nikola Tesla said was the secret to the universe. And they have had this in a closed environment, and now they're just executing it at will. And executing is the right word because they're targeting where they want to hit, they're targeting how they're hitting it, and they're doing it surgically. It is very precise, and this goes along with geoengineering, which, Rick, you've been covering amazingly. You're stepping up huge, and I respect and honor everything you do. But it's also about using the directed energies to declare what they want, where they want it, how they want it. And you see these homes where I'm in Santa Rosa. We got bugged out a year ago, October 8th, 2017, middle of the night. Oh, it's on fire. And I go look up, and the hills are orange. There's no fire. It's just orange. I go, well, that's way away. And then and maybe an hour later, it was down in the valley, and everybody was having to bug out, and it came out of nowhere. The fire up in Paradise that began November 8th, Paradise, the book Paradise Lost by John Milton, forward by William Blake, was written on November 8th. John Milton was born on November 8th. This was done on November 8th, and they attacked a town called Paradise. And the songs by Don Henley, they called it Paradise. Phil Collins, Just Another Day in Paradise. You see the songs about Paradise that go on, just like, as you said, before 9/11. You know, it was on the dollar bills. We can fold the dollar bills and see 9/11 already predicted programming on the dollar bills. So it isn't like they're not saying what they're going to do. They're going to take over California. They are putting in 5 mega dams, and where you cited, and you're the first one besides myself that has included a recap and a recount of directed energy weapons we know have occurred because, you know, if it acts like a duck, it walks like a duck, but now we have visual proof. We have scenes from skies, from cameras, from people's phones. We have first-person testimony from Paradise. I saw blue lasers. I saw blue lights flashing so brightly I couldn't look at them. I have pictures that are taken. So it's no longer a question if they did it. And then I'm posting right now, as we speak, an interview with 2 20-year senior fire captains in California who are coming out. They went up to Paradise with us, and they're coming out and saying it had to be directed energy weapons. And these are the first on record professionals, fire captains, going on record to speak about this. Unfortunately, if you accept that it was a directed energy weapon, it was a terrorist attack by whomever, all the people's insurance is null and void. So the people that have lost everything are not going to be willing and wanting to hear this kind of story, which is another way they play into the hand. And so it's a land grab, it's a water grab, it's a resource grab. And one way to really look at this, folks, is they don't look at us. I've been in Wall Street. I've been in boardrooms where they planned some terrible things. That's why I had to leave. Terrible things about what they were going to do to the community or do to the environment. And when asked about what that was going to do to people, they said, how's your family? We're a family here, Jamie. If you don't like the family, there's the door. And that's the way that they compartmentalize it, say it's not affecting me, I'm okay, and they can do whatever they want. And that was back in the 80s. Now it's just vicious. Now it's just the top dogs that are taking over everything, and they're having their way with California. I mean, you didn't even add the Lake County fires. There's been 4 Lake County fires. Yosemite was one that was not on your list. Santa Barbara got hit twice. I didn't hear that on your list. I mean, we're seeing a lot more, folks. And this is just the last 14 months. Most of those California attacks have occurred. And then the 91 in Oakland Hills, that's now we look back and see the cars torched. And the cars can only be torched by temperatures above 2,500 degrees. The hottest a forest fire has been on record burned is 1,700 degrees. So they had to come up with this new term called fire-nado, where winds are all of a sudden in a new type of fire time because we're in a new abnormal of climate change. Climate changing, folks, is a stupid term. So if it's climate changing and now you've got winds of 280 degrees, they said this Paradise fire, this is California Fire Chief Ken Pimlott on 60 Minutes stating fact that this fire moved at 80 football fields in a minute, per minute. That's 272 miles per hour a fire moving? Are you kidding me? That torched out the middle of houses, yet let the mailbox, plastic garbage, plastic mailbox, the plastic was fine. But an iron bathtub was melted so you can't see it. Granite countertops, can't even identify it. Inside of houses, completely torched. Yet the plastic mailboxes and the plastic garbage cans are fine. Right in front of it, the grass is fine. The hospital's fine. The Freemason Center's fine. The gas tanks are fine. The gas station's out, but the gas tenders are fine. I mean, paradise is such a perfect example, because now they're clear-cutting. We just went up there. I've gone up there 5 times now, and they're clear-cutting the sides of the access roads that don't even go into paradise, but they go along the Feather River. They access the Oroville Dam, this big, huge dam they got up there. They got a big railroad system. They got a hydroelectric dam. I mean, if I was building out and wanted to claim a place, it's on a beautiful bluff overlooking the looks right down on Bohemian Grove out towards the Pacific at sunset. I mean, it's a really beautiful place. Now they're clear-cutting all the logs because none of the logs got hurt. The logs got inflamed from the ground up to about 10, 15, 20 feet. The bark was charred, but the wood, the ponderosa pine, prime lumber, ponderosa pine is perfectly fine. And they're cutting them down like crazy. They're not rebuilding the town. They're not letting people go in. People are going in, and this is first-person accounts, and they're being escorted by FEMA to their once house, and they're saying, well, what did you have? Well, I had a Mustang. How much was it worth? $15,000. Here's $20,000. What did you have? Oh, I had a sweet boat. What was it worth? $40,000. Here's $50,000. And they're just giving people cash now. And these people are going into town and renting places, but what they don't know is Ken Pimlott, fire chief, and the other fire chief down in Malibu, both at the same time, same day, came set out, hey, this idea of burn, rebuild may not be such a good idea. And then the week before, Governor Jerry Brown, who's retiring, former Jesuit minister, says, these fires are the new abnormal. Let me amend my last statement calling it the new normal. It's called the new abnormal. They will be lasting, they will be lasting the next 10, 15 to 20 years and be growing in intensity. How do they know that? Now we're having water restrictions in California where by 2020, 30% water restrictions on all Californians using water or $1,000 a day fine. As they're putting in mega dams, because they've already predicted the snowpack, which is 40% of the water runoff for California normally, won't be coming out. So we got to build these mega dams that are going to have hydroelectric power that will conveniently be used for all the driverless battery-powered cars and PG&E. How they're doing all homes now are going to be required. They started here in Santa Rosa to be all electric homes, along with a battery to open the garage door because people couldn't pull the red string and open the garage doors during the fire. They are totally obfuscating. They're totally ignoring. They're totally not even addressing. Ken Pimlott, head of Cal Fire, who's retiring, has not addressed 157 out of 170 fires that started October 8th in 2017 in Santa Rosa, Sonoma, and Napa. He does not even bother to address them. How did 3,000-pound cars get slipped on the roof? How did embers jump a six-lane 101 freeway, land in the middle of a 100,000-square-foot Kmart, gut it down to its ashes, dustification, the Judy Wood term, where the heck is Judy Wood on all this, and totally dustify it, but the eucalyptus trees and everything standing outside in the parking lot aren't even touched. It makes no sense, so they can't explain it. They're not even trying, and they just do the next attack. But this thing about paradise is they're not leaving. They're not wanting to rebuild. There's 20 miles is the closest town, Chico, and in that town, FEMA has set up over 50 acres. They set up a compound next to Chico Airport, which I counted over 25 hitch trailers, 2 massive Cirque du Soleil-type tents, huge operation, National Guard everywhere. And Deborah Tavares went in there, and I went in there to try and donate clothes, and they didn't even know where to send us. Here's the Office of Emergency Services for California and FEMA, and they could not even direct us where to deliver food and clothing to people that some 52,000 people were alleged to have evacuated out of there, and we can't find anybody. We've gone to the FEMA camps there, and the Butte Fairgrounds FEMA camp we went to was closing down. The other ones were having less than 300 people, so the most they could have had was maybe 800-900 people in the Red Cross shelters. We went to Walmart where they were staging before, and they're all gone. And we found out they were homeless. They weren't even the people that lost all their homes in the fire. So where did the people go that were lost in the fires? We cannot find them anywhere, and no one's doing a body count because they can't find the dental records because the dental office got burned in the town. And then if you want to get anybody to find out who they are, you got to give your DNA 23andMe human genome to the people to go find your loved ones, we hope. And then other people are having such horrific daily stories, like their daughter, 38-year-old daughter, was burned beyond recognition and down in a hospital in Sacramento, and the parents couldn't even see her because they didn't have her birth certificate, and they couldn't prove who they were, that they was her daughter, and they wouldn't let her see her for weeks. I mean, I've heard horrible, horrible stories, Rick. So, yeah, directed energy weapons, they precisely execute what they want. Some houses were left, some houses were torched, some buildings were hit, some buildings were not. But it's basically over and over we're seeing this, and then people are like, what can I do, what can I do? And the first thing is always education and alert and understanding. And that's what we're trying to do now by getting the word out. We're setting up network lines to help people with RVs, to help people with shelter, because there's no FEMA. There's no Red Cross, and you'll notice this time, too, everybody listening, they're not asking you at Safeway and everywhere you go, will you donate a dollar to the victims of Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Irma or Hurricane Harvey? You're not seeing that this time. They're not wanting to help these people, and there's nobody talking about this story but us. It's totally been off the shelf for weeks now, and this could be the greatest mass murder in the United States that's occurred, much bigger than 9/11. There's thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of people that are unaccounted for. So, should I keep going?
Hey, no, this is Henry here, Jamie. Thanks for sharing. It's really cool to hear. You know, you've done a lot of investigation. And people need to know what's going on because the mainstream media isn't telling them, and you know, there's not a whole lot of information. Like you said, you're one of the few investigating what's really taking place. So we really appreciate you coming on. And we know you're aware of what's going on the planet, and we appreciate you sharing your background, too. I was hoping that you could explain to some of our listeners why the cars burn and why the trees don't.
Well, that's a big question. I mean, if you've seen the pictures as well, that show, like, you know, we have the famous picture that we're promoting here, the Cardinal Newman ball field, a baseball field, football field, where there's just a straight line cutting the grass. Half of it's black, the other half is just perfect straight line grass. So it just begs the question, that and the 100,000-foot Kmart that's gutted, how could this happen? Second one is cars slipped over on their roof. We have over a dozen cars that literally were lifted up in one night. Only time it's ever happened here, any time fire, except for Fort McMurray, except for China, except for Portsmouth, except for Gatlinburg, Tennessee, these other areas we saw the same exact profile, lifted these 3,000, 4,000-pound cars and flipped them on their roof and totally gutted them. Again, the plastic garbage cans were fine. So there had to be a type of huge force, a huge directed force, a type of energy. And that's just frequency. You're just adjusting the frequency of a laser. And again, the technology Moore's Law is technology doubles every year. So by taking, and this is a story that I tell, I Rick was talking about putting it together, and I guess, well, I was a research analyst in Wall Street. And some of my buddies still work with the military offense, they call them the defense, military offense, Department of Offense, and Lockheed, Marion, Martin, Marietta, and Rand, and these other guys. Excuse me. So right after the fires here in Santa Rosa on October 10th, I called up my buddy in the industry, and he can't tell me directly because I'm not inside anymore. But I called him up, and I said, hey, looks like we just got attacked. Was that the E-438B Lockheed with the laser? And he says, no. I went, oh. Because we knew they had the lasers. You can look up Lockheed lasers. You'll see them burning a hole in a truck car. They have the technology. They admit it. It's there. It's not like they're hidden. The patents are there. It's all been there, as Rick says, for decades. And it's not hard to figure that they're doing this. So I said to him, okay, well, that definitely was a laser, right? And he didn't say anything. I go, okay. Well, if it wasn't delivered by the Lockheed, how did they deliver it? And there's this pause, and he says, so what did you get your son for Christmas last year? I said, I got him a drone. I got him a drone. He's silent. So he's telling me they use drones. It's nothing new. We have drones in our houses. We fly them all around. They're incredible little things you can get, and the videos are incredible. It's so easy to use. We've got drones parked over here in Santa Rosa, down in Marin, up in Tahoe. We see them all the time parked over us, the surveillance systems. It's not anything, you know, there's a company called Nevada Research. I'll get the name here, but they make drones that are used for starting fires. They make drones that are used for spraying chemicals. I mean, they don't need biplanes anymore to spray. They can use drones, and they have camouflage drones as well, where they can camouflage them up in the sky. We have pictures of them when they've been uncamouflaged, and so there's these what they call space platforms, high altitude space platforms, HAPS they're called. This is what they're talking about, this technology. And they can just deliver the lasers. They got the coordinates. They can dial it into your smartphone. They can dial into the smart meter. They can put coordinates in there on the machines like a bridge. They could do whatever. They can even use the chip in your credit card that has an RFID chip in it. And then from all the geoengineering over years, we've uploaded small particulate aluminum particulate matter, aluminum oxide in our system. So basically we are antennas as well. And this, I did a three-hour presentation on touchless torture, target humanity, talking about the microwave technology for mind control and for pain. I've been attacked. Deborah Tavares has been attacked. A lot of people have been attacked with this psychotronic weaponry. So the energy, frequency, and vibration, we have ample evidence now that it's being used. We've got tons of evidence now that they're going to be putting all the power up in these platforms, high-altitude platforms, and then all the energy, is our cars are going to be run Wi-Fi, charged up from the air, from the sky platforms. Our homes are going to be charged. That's why they're requiring everybody to have solar panels in California, new build. And then our 5G, 5G is coming from there. Elon Musk just announced by 2020, all of his 5G will be coming down from space platforms. He's launching over 5,000 satellites up there to put this up in the sky, and this is called Skynet. This is what Alana Freeland writes about, the space fence. So it's not unknown, it's just undisseminated, and then it's really hard to bring the average Joe from the ground level of sea level up to the top of Mount Everest with all this information we're sharing, because we've been incrementally introduced technology. We've been introduced just a little bit at a time as they're ready to do it, when they're ready to do it. They'll let us have a radio. They had Wi-Fi for a long time. They'll let us have a car, you know, but we never upgraded the car. We should have free, abundant energy. We should have free water. But the powers that be, they put up these stones called the Georgia Guidestones in Emberton County, Georgia, and they basically said that there's just too many people by a factor of 95%. They think the earth should hold no more than 500 million people. And they put it in stone as part of their Ten Commandments in 1991. So I'm taking it very seriously what they're doing, and I believe they are trying to burn, cut, flood all the biblical stuff us out. And I think 2020 is a huge, huge time frame for this great awakening, for all of us to come together and start having a say in how this goes down. And the first step is doing like you're doing and doing like I'm doing, is sharing information so we can better understand what we're facing with this new, advanced, highly advanced technology that they're now doing open disclosure. They're not hiding it anymore. They attack during the daylight. That's the other thing. They attacked this. This was the first daylight attack in paradise. It started at 6:30 in the morning, and by 8:30, everybody was in their cars. By 8:30 is when everybody was on the sides of the roads, and then they just went one after another with the lasers and just torched people right in their cars. We have video evidence of that happening. I have a tow truck driver I interviewed who went in there and said that's exactly what happened. There were people in their cars torched, all in a line. They were all lined up. The most amount of people were on the road. If you wanted to get the kill, if you're in war and you want to kill the most amount of people, you would get them when they're out of their homes mobile, if you could find them. And that seems to be exactly what has happened. We're still taking information and disclosing it. But how horrible it must be to hear this if you live in these towns that has happened to you. It's just horrible. But it's called microdust weaponry. It's distributed in aerosol, inhaled in the lungs. It bores into lung tissue and executes various pathological missions, a wholly new class of weaponry. This is from the NASA 2005 website about future weapons of war. NASA's saying they got it. You know, so it's not, you know, so we got to question everything. We got to be open to the fact that there's a power base that's hidden. It's not hidden anymore. We know who they are, but there's a power base that's saying, you know, there's just too many of you. I'm sorry. And we're going to have to mitigate that with our prophecies by, you know, saying we just think there's too many people. And the other thing, too, is that with directed energy weapons, they can change the frequency. Like at 4.5 hertz, they can cause paranoia by frequency adapting to an individual. 6.6 hertz, they can make depression or make you cause suicide. 8 hertz, they can make animals fall asleep. 11 hertz, they can put manic behavior and anger. 25 hertz, blindness if aimed at the head. Heart attack if aimed at the chest. I mean, they can do whatever they want with this weaponry, but this weaponry, I mean, 1960, Theodore Mayhem built the first laser using a ruby crystal medium. 1960, we had the first lasers. So it's been going on for a very long time. It's very highly sophisticated, but on the flip side, it's also very positive, and these lasers can do what's called laser therapy photobiomodulation. And this is just lasers that actually help me, and it goes into the microbial level at very low watts. It's at 4 watts, and it heals inflammation. It heals stress. It heals fat. You don't have to use liposuction. You can do it through lasers, they're finding out. Totally non-invasive, FDA approved, and so it's a very positive thing as well. But it also is, in you asked the first question here, which I've been going on about how do they get the cars? How do they do it? Well, the actual technology is called LIDAR, for light detection and ranging instruments. They collect data by emitting and receiving the reflected pulses of laser light to measure the distance to the target. LIDAR systems that operate in commercial terrain mapping environments are typically operated from an aircraft and are capable of recording discrete target hits for each pulse with modern systems. Now, get this. What I said was aircraft are capable of recording multiple discrete target hits for each pulse with modern systems able to emit 50,000 to 100,000 pulses per second. So they get multiple targets, 50 to 100,000 pulses per second. Each pulse has an associated GPS location and time associated with it. Data is collected for each overpass of the target area, and then flight passes are registered to the GPS data and combined in the complete LIDAR data set. LIDAR data provide a structural assessment of the terrain and are able to exploit gaps in vegetation cover to provide information on the ground surface, beneath the vegetation, information on the structure of the vegetation itself. So they can pinpoint, they can target, and they can hit at multiples of 50 to 100,000 pulses per second. I mean, this is extremely advanced technology. And what I try and explain to people is that if you can get your laptop at 30,000 feet at traveling at 500 miles an hour, and they can find a signal, a microwave, that can upload and download and find your unique IP address, they can do it for everybody in that plane, what the heck do you think the military has?
Yeah, that was wonderful, Jamie. Thank you. And you know, the technology is very always further ahead of what they tell us, like you just said. And you also mentioned that you've had personal attacks along with some of your other friends, like Deborah Tavares. And I have this one friend in New Zealand. I'm originally from New Zealand, and they're dropping this thing called 1080 all around the country, which is one of the most poisonous substances that's illegal in every country in the world apart from New Zealand. And so this lady, Miriam, she's been trying to create some awareness around what's taking place there, and she's been receiving huge Wi-Fi attacks. Like, her brain is swelling up, and she's just trying to find a place where she can be safe without all these attacks. And it's very real, and there's a lot going on, and we really appreciate you sharing. And we have a few callers on here that we might want to share or have a question to ask too. And if do you have a question there, Claudie, the 361 area code?
Well, yes, no. I was not able to join the show earlier, so I missed all the first part. But as for everything that he is saying, right on. 5 Wi-Fi has already been with us for several years, but we were not alerted to that. So it's what we are already experiencing. The capability of many companies to spy on their employers, their workers, is well known. So much has, you know, been put out that we can access, information we can access. The main thing, though, to protect ourselves, we have to do something personally. And you say, well, what can I do? Well, in the new presentation, we offer the opportunity to sing the new you. And you say, what? That's silly. That's crazy. That's stupid, that's this, that, and the other. And you put all these negative comments out there because you're afraid to try it and look silly. The thing is, there'll come a point in time where if we don't put our efforts to save ourselves, our family, and our planet, if we don't take that seriously to the point where, oh, okay, maybe I'll try it. Yes, try it. Because what you're doing is not only saving yourself, and this is serious. It's not kid stuff anymore. Well, they're destroying, you know, that old thing in World War II. Oh, they killed the Jews, and then they killed the Protestants, and finally they came for the Catholics, and no one left to help me. Okay, people, it's turn out, defend yourself, and defend your country, and defend your world, your planet. Because those who are here to capture us, so to speak, are the ones who have come here from thousands of years ago. And they are here now in complete force, complete control, and pretty much can direct our lives. So we have an opportunity right now, a window of opportunity, where we can either believe what we're seeing in the news and work on it or not. It's a small opportunity, but those who are alert enough and awake enough may take it and use it for their own benefit and for the benefit of their family and the planet. It's a small opportunity, but gosh, don't miss it. In World War II, Vietnam, Iran, Iraq, all these people had little opportunities to save themselves, and oh no, it could happen. Yes, it can. And yes, you can do something about it. It's a small little save, so to speak, but it's available. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Claudia. And for anyone that's listening, the new you sound that Claudia is referring to is something that the founder of our charity, or the 501c3 nonprofit, Dwayne Hipner, came up with or discovered or was shown. Is new you, and you can sing this before bed or during the day, and you can watch your real side or the old term dreams to become more aware, because what we're really here for, you know, is to become more aware and wake up to what we really is. And so anyone can try this, and this is why we're sharing what is taking place on this planet, to show people what doesn't make sense as a comparison to what does make sense. So we're having a lot of fun, and it's a real adventure, and we really appreciate everybody that comes on our show to share what they've been experiencing and to help others become more aware too, as we can get together and support each other, like the all-natural environment supporting us. We support each other, everybody supports us, which really makes sense compared to what the government and the world controllers are doing, which really doesn't make any sense at all. So we have another caller here. If I'm Val, did you want to say something?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Henry and Kelsey, for the show. And thanks, Rick and Jamie, for all your information. It's really great. I really appreciate your intensity and focus on what you're doing to help everybody. I did have a couple questions for you, Rick. You mentioned all the fires. Do you see any connection between the fires? Are they random, or are they connected in some way? I mean, the spots that they hit. Another question is, who's in charge of this? I mean, agency, top down. I mean, who's doing this, and how does it work in terms of, like, who makes the decisions and all that?
Henry, do you have me connected?
Yeah, we are there.
Okay, good. Those are some very good questions. I think the best thing to do is, are these fires, especially out in California, are they connected? And absolutely, there's no doubt about it. Of the 31 directed energy weapons attacks and fires that I found, in addition to, I think it was three or four more that Jamie mentioned during the course of this show, over 50% of these fires have taken place in California. the majority of which have taken place in Northern California. With that being said, Jamie can fill you on the details of that a little bit more. And Jamie, if you would, take over how that connection actually works in California. And also, during the course of that addressing the gentleman's question, I want you to bring up Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 and how that all ties in. So go ahead, Jamie.
If you see something put down, if you see it put in legalese, you see it funded by the government, you can pretty much bet your house that they're going to do this. They started in 1992 with Agenda 21 in Rio when they stated there's a new plan that's going to be implemented by the United Nations. It's going to be a biodiversity plan to protect the environment. I'm hearing a static there. And it's going to be where there's just going to be more representative of the land. The 10th of the commandments on the Georgia Guidestone says, don't be a cancer on this earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Well, the Agenda 21 plan, the biodiversity map, shows that pretty much, 80-90% of all the land in the United States needs to go back to biodiversity, needs to go back to just nature itself. There's just too many people on all the lands. So you go, yeah, right, but now you're seeing the actual, how they're going to do it. They're flooding people out, they're firing people out, and they're moving them into the cities. It was about 8-9 years ago on the same exact day, New York City and San Francisco planning and building departments. Anybody knows about building and planning, it's impossible to get them to change anything. They both agreed on the same day to re-regulate the building size permits to 250 square feet down from 425. Micro apartments in the cities. We're seeing them going up everywhere. These stack and pack of cities, these new visions of Agenda 21, where people will be living in the cities. You're seeing the Walmart, Sam Walton. Walmart, Sam Walton used to be with the United States Naval Intelligence. He designed the FEMA internment camps for the Japanese. He designed the Walmarts that have towers on the outside. Now we're seeing the Walmart, which means martial law backwards, house people, immigrants that are being separated from their families. Just another thousands and thousands are still missing. They're being staged in closed Walmarts. What's happening to all the retail stores, folks, in this country? 950 of them shuttered in the past year and a half. I just went down for Christmas shopping. There's nobody shopping. There's no traffic. It's ridiculous. This is like 3 days before Christmas. The retail stores are toast. Well, what are they good for? Let's think about it. The United States is tapped out. They've got all the masses in credit card debt, house debt, prime loan car debt, student debt, massive national debt. What can they be used for? How about labor? Well, how about Foxconn, the largest manufacturer of smartphones of everybody's, the largest slave laborer in China and Indonesia, 1.3 million employees, where they have to put suicide nets up so people won't jump out of them because they hate their jobs. They're just opening up a massive factory in Wisconsin. Go down to Alabama, and you're seeing the Chinese flood over Alabama. Come out here to Santa Rosa after the fires, and James Lee Witt, the former FEMA director of Clinton, is the appointed Rebuild North Bay, and he's got two companies, the E5, E6 visa program, that makes profits, makes money by bringing foreigners into the U.S., gets full legal status in exchange for work and $1.5 million. He can bring 10 employees into this country to work for him and get full legal status for his employees for $1.5 million. Isn't that interesting? They're bringing in foreign workers. Oh, yeah, Mr. James Lee Witt, also owns a company called O'Brien Witt, which is owned by C-Corp, a publicly traded company that makes money on disaster capitalism. Are you kidding me? And then the local bank here, Redwood Credit Union, is president, Robert Steele, he's the president of board of directors. He's taken in $32 million in donated money here for the victims of the Santa Rosa fires, and not one person's seen it. They can get loans at 2%, no free money given out. What does he do for a living? He's on the board of directors of Alliance Capital in Petaluma here, which makes money on disaster capitalism. It's just a big game, and we're not in it. They've gotten themselves through ICLEI and all these other Rosa Parks wrote a great book, Behind the Green Mask, if you want to see how they locally infiltrated every single community. They're in every single state. And here's the other thing, people got to understand, there's no countries legalese. They're just corporations. California is a corporation. Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, they're all incorporated, which means they're part of the legalese, the Roman Latin law system. And no one can even tell you what the word Latin even means. And why are they under Roman Latin law? Well, that's the same reason that Washington, D.C., which no one can tell you the date Washington, D.C. was founded, February 21st, 1873, or that it was named Rome, Maryland, before it was Washington, D.C., or that the White House is named after Andrew White, the first Roman Catholic Archbishop in the United States, or the Potomac was called the Tiber River. It's the same folks. That's why they have fascies on the sides of the State of the Union. Or fascies is what they used to use, the old Romans, when they passed a law. They'd had a bundle of caning rods and an axeman's hench coming out through the roof, through the top. If they didn't like the new laws, they just cane you. If you really didn't like them, they chopped off your head. And they've got that at the side of the State Department. They've got it on the Lincoln Memorial. They've got it on all of these, right in our faces, folks. It's the same rulers. There's three countries, legalese, city-states, and that's the Vatican, the City of London, and Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the military arm of the corporation. City of London is the banking arm, and the Vatican is the religious arm. And they control the world's banks. There's one bank that controls all trades except for three countries. That's the Bank of International Settlement in Basel, Switzerland, run by the Rothschilds, who are the bankers for the Vatican. There's four guys that sit in a room in London and set the price of gold each morning. And if you look at the new $100 bill, half of it's in gold. They're telling you they're going to go to the gold standard. That if you really look at the right half of the $100 bill, the new one that came out in 2013, its cursive writing in the background is the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence and saying, we plan to abolish government. What do you think they're doing, folks? And now Trump is bringing back people from Syria. He's calling off Afghanistan all of a sudden while he's saying we're shutting down the borders because of the budget crisis. What do you think he's shutting down the borders for? To keep us in, not to get out. It's a total mind game they're playing with us, and it's time to wake up. No one's going to save us but us. So, I mean, that's a little more in-depth into the question probably than you wanted, but that's kind of like who the they is behind this all.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, thank you for your work. This is great, what you're doing.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's just information I've learned, and I just want to share it because this is hidden knowledge. This is the things we're not taught we need to learn about, and then understand that if they can get your all your music, like I had 900 albums, and they could put it on a little iPod, I'm going, whoa, this is pretty good technology. And then they can stream it anywhere. I mean, this is really advanced what they're doing, and the way to protect yourself is you have to bring, you know, your own, like the lady was talking, you have to bring your love light in. You have to find your inner strength now. You have to find your life meaning and what's important. If you've got children, you've got to start deciding what it is you want and what it is you need for yourself and your family and your community, because that's the only way we're going to get through this. Everybody to a person said, please tell everybody to keep their gas tanks full. The people that didn't have enough gas did not get out. Same thing happened here. Huge lines, middle of the night, waiting for gas. Nobody could get out. Have some water. Have some extra food. Have some flashlights with batteries. Have a connection with neighbors. They also said the same thing. They were not told by any official agencies to get out. No warning whatsoever. They said, oh, we don't know yet. Stay there. Facebook says, get out, get out. Those that watch Facebook or those that listen to their friends that got out were the ones that lived. Those that stayed around waiting for government agencies, just like here, they stood down. Just like we have first-person reports up there of up to Highway 70, up to the campfire, that the guy's a roadhouse cafe. It was perfectly fine. He was evacuated, and then they let it burn. He has first-person account. Yeah, we stood down. We let it burn. There was 50 fire trucks 2 miles down the road that could have saved it, and they didn't. We have so much evidence that this has nothing to do with anybody that ever has lived or existed in paradise. It's terrible. And same thing here in Santa Rosa. The people that lost their homes, 11,000, they're not moving back in. They found benzene in the soil. They've found this reason they can't build. The costs are going up. The insurance companies don't. 97% of people don't have enough insurance to qualify to rebuild. 97%. So this fits in perfectly with the Agenda 21 that goes to Agenda 2030, the transhumanism agenda, where everybody will be little controlled robots because we'll all be controlled with our biometric IDs that's coming in 2020 mandatory. And I guarantee you, along with it, there's going to be some vaccine scare, probably from a homeschooled child who isn't vaccinated, who causes all these children with vaccinations to get sick, and then all the unvaccinated are going to lose their exemption status, and you'll not go anywhere. You won't go in a federal building, you won't go to a sporting event, you won't get on a plane unless you submit. Unless you submit. And that's what they're planning on, folks, that all of you are going to just submit. Just like we've been submitting to them. I'm not submitting anymore, but you must be able to grow your own food. You must be able to get off your phone. You must be able to know where your power comes from and what's in your water. Unless you know that, you don't have control of your life. And that's their game. That's why people have to vote. It's the limbic brain, the survival brain takes over and says, I don't know where anything is. I got to vote for you because you give me power. You give me water. You give me energy. You give me food. I don't know how any of that comes from. Well, that's all life-giving sustenance. And so your basic survival brain says, if that's cut off, that's priority. So they got mind control down. They've been doing it for a long, long time. But we're waking up. We're stronger than them. That's why they kept us in the dark for so long. And then once we shine light into the darkness, it is no longer darkness. It's your shadow. You own the darkness. You shined your light. So it's extremely critical that everybody, man up, women up, get strong and shine light. And it's very difficult, very uncomfortable, very hard to talk about subject matter, but it's the most important subject matter in the world, and it will be going forward what I'm saying and Rick and I are saying here is they're really out to get us, and you're not paranoid if they're really out to get you. So anyway.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, here's wonderful worldwide educators. We support the all-natural environment, which is real food, real water, and real air, which we're certainly not being given by the world controllers here. And we had a good interview yesterday with a lady called Yvette, who's wrote an awesome research paper about vaccines. And we have one last caller here, Mary Duffy. If you want to share something, Mary, about, or you have a question for Jamie, you're the new homeschool lady wanting to homeschool your children, and you're very aware of vaccines and everything that Jamie's just brought up. Are you there, Mary?
I thought you guys were talking to me. I'm actually here with my wonderful two children, and we are building blocks. So I was like, I think we said something about new homeschool.
Okay, well, sounds like Mary's busy with the children. But, yeah, it's like you said earlier, Jamie, the children, you know, like, there's no point in sending them to the indoctrination prison schools, and they got to wake up and get a real education, like how to support themselves and survive here. And then it's not just waking up to what's taking place here, but it's waking up to what supports all of life. And we refer to it as the isness that supports everything here, the invisible reality that supports all of life, and it does make sense, and it's pure and sincere, like the natural environment supporting all of us. So we're having a cool adventure here, and anybody that's just joined our show for the first time, you can listen to the recording of this later, or you can go over to Kelsey Lynn Brown on YouTube and listen to our other radio shows and other videos there, like our Facebook Live. So I guess we can wrap up the show now, and we really, really grateful to have you today, Jamie and Rick. And if you guys have any final comments, then go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's me. I just wanted to ask that we have the new homeschool Skype sessions. You know, this is for all parents to come together. I'm not interested in having my kids vaccinated anymore, and they're listening to you talk about the energy weapons, and they're very curious, and it'll be something that we discuss. But that's also something that we'll be discussing on the new homeschool Skypes, which is the next new homeschool Skype will be on January 3rd. So you could contact me, Mary Duffy, on Facebook, or Kelsey Lynn Brown, or Henry, or Eric, and anyone can guide you to those Skype calls. And it will be similar, and the kids will be involved, and, you know, because they're pure and innocent and creative, and they know what they want for the future, so we're just going to let them share. But that's it.
Cool. Thanks, Mary. And did you want to add anything, Rick or Jamie?
Can you hear me, Henry?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Henry?
Yeah, I can hear you, Rick.
Okay, that's good. I think that's been a great show. I absolutely do. And I want to thank Jamie for coming on board with me here tonight. I mean, in addition to what I know, my God, this man is a walking frickin' encyclopedia of information. I'll tell you what, I have my hat's off to him. I have total admiration for all that he has done and all that he has shared as well, too. And, Jamie, what I'd like to do is turn this over to you, and I'd like for you to mention the work that you're doing up in Paradise and the fundraiser that you've got going on to help those people up in Paradise who suffered enormously through this fire, and what they can do to help donate and contribute to the welfare up there. Would you do that, Jamie?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing it up. I didn't know if it was appropriate or not, but thank you, both all of you, for having me on the show and Rick inviting me. But, the work we're doing, my parents have always been big volunteers, and when they started the fires here in Santa Rosa, we started not only raising clothes drives, because everybody can donate clothes, everybody can write a check, but we also started doing meals, took an extra meal for the homeless, the displaced. We had families took extra meals. We did fundraisers for them as well. Excuse me. And then we started the same thing when the fires broke out here in Paradise, because literally there was help here in Santa Rosa. The fairgrounds was open. People were helping. It was more local. But out there, there's nobody helping these people. So we set up these rat lines, these communication lines between the Bay Area people. There's this wonderful gal who started a Full Circle homeschooling, and she lost her house to the fire. She started her own helping system of adopt a family, and we've now raised over $12,000, $13,000. We're getting a family an RV. We're getting people clothes. We're getting kids toys for Christmas. We've got people in Chico, in Quincy, in the surrounding areas that are our contacts now. As people donate and they give, we're distributing them one-to-one. We're filming us giving them the money. We're filming us giving them the food and the clothes. So everybody that donates knows their money is going one-for-one. We're not taking a penny out on our own. We're not taking any money for gas or lodging or anything. It's going straight to help people. So if anybody wants to help these poor people, tens of thousands that are scattered all over, and as far as I know, there's very, very few of us that are helping these people who are now 5 weeks on. They've got children. It's literally a bomb went off in their house overnight, and they were left naked, and they have nothing, nowhere to go. No FEMA, no Red Cross. We're the only help. So if anybody would like to help, you can PayPal at 2HelpVictimsOfParadiseFires. 2 HelpVictimsOfParadiseFires @gmail.com for PayPal. Or you can go on my Facebook page, J, M as in Mary, E as in Eddie, LEE, J-M-E Lee, on Facebook, and you'll see the left hand, there's a donate there. And I guarantee you we'll make sure these people get the aid they need. And the last point is, a year and change down the road, what's happening here is going to happen there as well, is the people that suffer will continue to suffer, and it'll get worse, because it's just like post-shock syndrome, what they used to call shell shock, battle fatigue. They have no context for what happened to them. There's nobody that's talking to them saying, you know, this is how you step through this. This is how you get through this. So we need to come to the aid of each other in what I call the look, touch, and feel communities. Only those that you can reach out to and look, touch, and feel should we focus on in our new endeavors to build community and build what I call new visions of much better ways. It starts with ideas. It starts with recreating. It starts with getting back to the land. And like I said, knowing your sources, knowing your neighbors. And through crisis is also opportunity. So in this opportunity, everybody has a chance to shine. And I guarantee every single one of you that are listening to the show right now, your souls chose this battle. Don't cower from this, folks. Rick and I were just talking about it. You can't hurt us when we decide that we're the author of our own authorities. You will not own my soul, and I am and I will come back 1,000 times. So let's bring it on now. Let's be the force of change. This has gone on for thousands of years. It's the end right now. We're the dawn of the new understanding, and I really honor all of you that are waking up and shining your light too, because it's the hardest work there is, and you're doing it. So let's do it together, and let's celebrate. And let's make a difference while we can.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. That was wonderful. So it's been 1.25 hours, and not too long, and we covered a lot, so it's been great. And, maybe we'll have you on again another time, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and if you'd like to learn more about what we're doing here on our radio channel, you can go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and my YouTube and SoundCloud, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E. Thanks so much. Have fun, and please share this, and you're welcome to re-upload it to your own channels or use it for any promotion to assist others to wake up and become more aware of what is taking place on your planet Earth.